Tesla really wants us all to have self-driving cars soon. But do we want them? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, Demystifying the Digital Economy. I'm Molly Wood. Tesla announced late last week that all its cars will now come with its semi-self-driving technology called Autopilot as a standard option. Another way to look at that is that you cannot buy a Tesla without some self-driving features, even if it would cost less. And Tesla is pushing hard toward fully self-driving cars, too. Next Monday, it will hold an Autonomy Investor Day to tell shareholders how it plans to get there. But other companies are pulling back. Ford said last week that driverless tech is taking longer than expected, and when self-driving cars do appear, they'll have limited locations and routes. Uber, in its IPO filing last week, also said there would be, quote, a long period of hybrid autonomy, where these limited self-driving cars exist alongside a fleet of human drivers. But Tesla isn't buying it. Jack Stewart covers transportation for Marketplace. He said next week, the company will stake its claim.
They're obviously keen to, you know, make a good impression on their tech and help sort of keep that image that they like to have of being a company at the forefront of things. And nowadays, a lot of other companies are working on autonomous tech, too. So Tesla, which once had this great reputation as being a real leader here, is trying to regain that. I think they're going to give us more detail about how they're going to roll out the autonomous tech. At the moment, they're sort of doing it bit by bit. They're taking this approach of just sending software updates to the cars and then giving them a little bit more ability.
You say, too, though, that Tesla's had this reputation as being a leader in this field, but it has not been without controversy. I mean, from referring to these capabilities as autopilot to, of course, some pretty high profile accidents, I would imagine there's going to be some damage control here, too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I've actually been driving recently a Tesla with its very latest version. They call it Navigate on Autopilot, which basically allows the car to make its own decisions about things like lane changes. So you get on the freeway, you put on autopilot, and then the car will decide when it wants to put on the signal, it will move into the next lane and then turn the signal off. And it will do this according to speed, it will do this to stay on your route, and it will do this to take exits.
Critics call this the mushy middle of automation, and there are people who really consider this a very dangerous time. Is Tesla putting the industry at risk by pushing the envelope so quickly when it comes to semi-autonomous features?
That was always the concern and the criticism that was leveled at them in the early days. People were very worried about the first fatality, that it would then turn people against this technology. That doesn't seem to have really happened so far. Then we had that other good example of the Uber self-driving car in Arizona that crashed into and killed a pedestrian pushing a bike. That did put Uber's self-driving program back a fair amount, but they are back on the roads again now. So it seems that like the public at large are willing to accept a little bit of risk, but I think we're still a long way from computers being better right now.
Jack Stewart covers transportation for Marketplace. Not for nothing, but a Reuters Ipsos poll from earlier this month found that half of American adults don't trust self-driving cars, and two-thirds wouldn't pay more for self-driving features. And now for some related links. Just a little more on how far Tesla is starting to drift from the rest of the industry. Drift was not an intentional car pun, but I think we can all agree it is awesome. When Tesla announced its Autonomy Investor Day in a blog post, the company said it's made significant progress towards self-driving features and will actually be able to use remote software updates to upgrade your semi-autonomous Tesla to a fully self-driving car. And in February of this year, CEO Elon Musk said that a self-driving Tesla should be able to, quote, find you in a parking lot, pick you up, take you all the way to your destination without intervention this year. That caused some auto industry analysts to call the statements reckless. And the CEO of the retailer AutoNation said he thought Musk's promises about self-driving capabilities were almost unethical. I guess we'll see what everyone says after Investor Day. Find all those stories and more related links at our website, marketplacetech.org. I'm Molly Wood. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.